It's Tuesday, January 25th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today: CIO priorities and data center builds, hacker chatter points to positive developments, and a tale of two bills. This is the Business of Tech. Nearly one-third of CIOs plan to spend more time driving business innovations in 2022, according to IDG's 2022 State of the CIO survey. Over half of line-of-business leaders see the CIO as a strategic advisor who proactively identifies business opportunities, according to the survey. The perception of CIOs as strategic business advisors more than doubled since 2021. Tech leaders will continue to bring in revenue for their organizations in 2022, with 65% of leaders adding some form of revenue generation to their objectives for the year. That from CIO Dive. How about a view of the cloud and data center market? According to a data center report from UK-based global real estate and infrastructure consultancy Turner & Townsend, 95% of respondents predict data center construction demand in 2022 will be greater than 2021. 82% of respondents rate data center construction market conditions as hot or overheating. 70% of respondents consider the data center industry to be recession-proof. Now, why do we care? The data center real estate data is a solid proxy for cloud growth. Unsurprising and notable. The build will continue. Revenue generation as a specific goal for tech leaders is my notable headline, however. It's one thing to simply advise on technology and another to be directly linked to revenue. Sure, the perspective here is internal, but for those preaching virtual CIO services, they better link to revenue. Particularly for those who are looking at mid-market organizations, if your internal sponsor is all about the revenue, you had better be too. Bit of good news in the security space, ransomware attacks dropped 37% in December per the NCC Group's Strategic Threat Intelligence Team. This is thought to be seasonal and, in fact, due to the hackers taking time off at the holidays too. Also good news, ZDNet is reporting that a new level of paranoia is hitting ransomware operators as evidenced in communications on forums. The recent arrests in Russia have caused a sentiment change. Quote, "This is a big change. I have no desire to go to jail," wrote one forum member. Quote, "In fact, one thing is clear, those who expect that the state will protect them will be greatly disappointed," said another. Of course, it hasn't stopped all of them. The FBI is warning about the D-Evol ransomware connected to the TrickBot group. The FBI's warning about extortion demands up to $500,000. Survey data from Hitachi shows insiders are increasingly an attack vector, with a 17% rise in the number of employees offered money to aid in ransomware attacks against their employer. Most specifically, 65% of the survey respondents say that they or their employees were approached between December 7, 2021, January 4th, 2022, to help hackers establish initial access. The most common vector? Email and social media. While most offers are less than $500,000, some proposals are above $1 million. And as a data point update, after mentioning insurance rates yesterday, Bleeping Computer reported on the Bloomington School District, their cyber insurance jumped 334%. In the UK, the National Cybersecurity Centre is releasing a set of Nmap scripts to help scan for unpatched or vulnerable devices. Called Scanning Made Easy, the approved scripts are available via a GitHub project page, and the centre is taking submissions from the security community as well. Now, why do we care? I'm going to focus on the fallout from the arrests. Most everything else feels very tactical. If ransomware groups view the arrests as one and done, the pressure will ease off. If the pressure doesn't let up, change is coming. When the risk of arrest goes up and the reward goes down, as states like Pennsylvania make it illegal to pay ransoms, hackers will change. In the U.S., one of several bills around tech and privacy moved out of the Senate Judiciary Committee. It would prohibit big tech companies from favoring their own services in an anti-competitive way, something smaller tech companies have accused companies like Apple, Google, Amazon, and Meta of doing for years. In the EU, the Digital Services Act, also focused on big tech, was signed off on by the European Parliament. This one would focus on illegal content on platforms, and the risk for fines would be up to 6% of global turnover. Now, why do we care? Two laws flowing through the system, and if asked to bet, I'd say the EU one crosses the finish line, but the US one doesn't. Just like GDPR impacted websites globally, there's a reason every website asks you to accept its data policies, we may all be living on an EU-regulated internet. And that's why we care. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis CyberProtect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis CyberProtect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening. I will be back again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.